This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Duchenne muscular dystrophy is a genetic disorder that affects about one in every 5,000 boys. Girls are rarely affected, and many patients die before age 30. Researchers at UT Southwestern Medical Center are using a gene editing technique that shows promise in stopping progression of the disorder, first in mice and now in human cells. Eric Olson is the director of the Wellstone Muscular Dystrophy Cooperative Research Center at UT Southwestern Medical Center and joins me now. Eric Olson, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
First off, describe what Duchenne muscular dystrophy is.
Duchenne muscular dystrophy, often abbreviated as DMD, is a disease that affects all the muscles in the body, the skeletal muscle and the heart. Essentially, what it does is it causes muscles to degenerate and ultimately leads to boys being confined to wheelchairs.
What causes Duchenne muscular dystrophy?
This disease is caused by mutations in one gene, a gene called dystrophin. That's the largest gene in the entire body, and there are thousands of different mutations in that gene that can cause this disease.
You and your colleagues have been using a gene editing system called CRISPR. Could you describe that for me?
CRISPR is a revolutionary new technology that now enables scientists to manipulate or rewrite the genetic code. This is really amazing. My laboratory had worked on muscle diseases, including Duchenne muscular dystrophy, for decades, but really it was difficult to make any headway. When we read about the power of CRISPR to change a DNA sequence, we thought to ourselves, how could we apply this to Duchenne muscular dystrophy, the devastating disease that has defied all therapies? So we began with mice that have muscular dystrophy, and we asked, could we fix the mutation in these mice that causes the disease? And we were stunned and exhilarated to see how efficiently we were able to fix the disease in these mice.
So after successfully testing this in mice, what happened next?
We've gone on and we've been able to obtain cells, a small sample of blood from many different boys with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And using that small blood sample, we can use a maneuver in the laboratory to turn the blood sample into muscle cells in a dish. And then we can add CRISPR and ask, can we fix the mutation in the cells from this boy?
How did you feel when you realized you were onto something?
I got to tell you, one of the most exhilarating experiences as a scientist is to look through a microscope at cells from a human patient who's suffering from a devastating disease because they can't make a certain protein, and to use CRISPR then to fix that mutation and now restore the production of the missing protein in the cells from that patient is really almost a spiritual experience to see that. So there is no question that this technology can fix mutations that cause Duchenne muscular dystrophy and undoubtedly many other disorders. It's going to take time, and there are still a lot of challenges.
And how far off is this treatment from being approved for human use?
It's still quite a ways off. This is a difficult question. Yeah. So we are testing the technology now in mice and other animals. So far, every indication that we've had says that it is safe and effective. But you have to keep in mind, this is a completely new technology, and it has enormous power and potential. So it's incumbent upon us as scientists to be cautious and respectful and to move forward in a very systematic way. I would say, if things continue to work as well as they have to date, that within a few years, we might be ready to begin to think about how we could advance this into patients.
Eric Olson and his team's research appears in the journal Science Advances. Thanks for being here.
Happy to be here. Thank you.